Prominent immunologist regrets voting for Joe Biden after vaccine mandate. By Paul Bois on September 12, 2021. A prominent immunologist now regrets having voted for President Joe Biden during the 2020 election in light of his administration's recently announced vaccine mandate. In a tweet on Friday, Dr. Houman Nuroshashm described himself as a McCain Republican who immediately regretted voting for Joe Biden after his speech from the White House last week in which he characterized unvaccinated Americans as selfish, uninformed stalwarts that have ruined everything for everyone. "I voted for Biden, as a McCain Republican. It was an error and I now regret it. Last night's chest-beating press conference by Biden was one of the most destructive and divisive speeches ever given by a U.S. president who claims to be a well-reasoned uniter, acting on science," tweeted Nuroshashm. According to the consumer advocacy group Drugwatch, where he serves as a contributor, Nuroshashm has held positions at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, Harvard Medical School, Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, and the Philadelphia VA Hospital. As a researcher and scientist, he assisted in and acquired grants from the National Institutes of Health, National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases. Nuroshashm has authored more than 65 articles, abstracts and reviews in peer-reviewed medical journals, including the New England Journal of Medicine, Journal of Immunology, Nature Medicine, American Journal of Transplantation, Critical Care Medicine, and Diabetes. Though Nuroshashm has advocated for natural immunity, he has encouraged adults to get vaccinated while simultaneously opposing vaccine mandates. During Joe Biden's press conference last week, Nuroshashm denounced the president's federal vaccine mandate, which will require private companies with 100 or more employees to implement vaccine mandates or require negative tests, as unscientific, unethical, and illegal. During his speech at the White House on Thursday, President Biden announced that he will have the Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, mandate that private companies with 100 or more employees implement vaccine mandates or require negative tests. When announcing his mandate, the president frequently characterized the unvaccinated as selfish people who have made the pandemic worse, granting no exceptions to people who have been previously infected, natural immunity, or people in low-risk demographics. "We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated. I understand your anger at those who haven't gotten vaccinated. We're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated co-workers." The president also directed his ire toward Republican governors opposing his vaccine mandates, vowing to get them out of the way. "Right now, local school officials are trying to keep children safe in a pandemic while their governor picks a fight with them and even threatens their salaries or their jobs. Talk about bullying in schools," Biden said. "If they'll not help, if these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way," he added.